4IQ.
In 4IQ, KB4CVA, how are you doing?
Hey Dave, how are you?
I'm just dandy. I'm headed off to a doctor's appointment.
Friday afternoon. Well, I guess if you have to go, I guess maybe Friday afternoon is a good time. But I hope that goes well. It's been a while since I've talked to you or seen you.
It has. It's been a while. Yeah, this week's been kind of busy with, I've been to the dentist and I went to the doctor yesterday. And this is a dermatologist today. But after today, that'll be it for a while. But anyway, so, yeah, I've just been playing a lot of tennis. I wondered how you were doing because I hadn't talked to you in a while. It's been a good while.
Long time. 6 months, could be even a year. Well, I'm glad you're still playing tennis and enjoying that. That's good. You're getting outside, getting a lot of exercise. And hope everything's going all right with the dermatologist. I went twice last year. I got a head tool. That's what I call it, head tool. I had a bunch of lesions up on top of my head, especially the portion that was bald, which is the part that gets exposed to the sun. So a dermatologist gave me this cream to put on it for about 2 or 3 weeks. And all the skin on my head, wherever I put it, it just peeled off along with the lesions. I look like a ripe tomato for about a month.
He found some melanoma, I think it was, on my neck, on my right side, and he had to remove that. And so he wanted to see me pretty often there for about every three months, but this will be my last visit, and everything's looking good.
Fantastic. Peter, I'm in the driveway. I just finished cleaning the inside. Just taking me about 2 hours, but I did a really good job, you know, all the door jams and that sort of thing.
I'm sorry.
Can hear me there because the computer's kind of in and out. But I'm glad they caught that early. That's why you go to the dermatologist. I think the older you get, more, you know, the more important that becomes. And hopefully you won't have to go back for a while. Let's see. I guess the latest thing with me, I had cataracts replaced in my eyes. So, actually, I didn't replace the cataracts. I got rid of the cataracts and replaced the lens. I guess that'd be the more proper way to say it. And so that's been the last eye I had done about 3 weeks ago. So, but that's going to the doctor all the time. Oh, my gosh. So I understand about going to the doctor. That's kind of the lot of the senior citizens, I think.
No, it seems like the older I get, the more often I go. Yeah, my sister's having cataract surgery the next two Fridays, so she lives up in Maggie Valley. I'm going to go there and help her put drops in her eyes. Okay.
But boy, you had to put drops. Plus I have drops I had to put in my eyes anyway. So I was putting actually, we talked about the type of chemicals. I had like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 drops No, let's see. Four drops, twice a day, one drop, three times a day. Did that for 4 weeks for each eye. And I had my eyes about every two weeks apart. That wasn't too bad. I mean, it's painless. It's just, you just got to pay attention, make sure you do it. Those cataract surgeries is very, very common anymore, but not that it's not serious, but they have really perfected it. Over.
That's what I've heard, and it just takes, I think, about 20 minutes, so. But anyway, it's too bad they can't do both eyes at the same time, but I guess I can understand why they wouldn't do that. But anyway, well, I played tennis this morning, and I tell you, I really missed it this week. I've missed out on several games, matches, because of the rain, so I'm glad to, be back playing today, and hopefully tomorrow too, for that matter.
When you get used to having exercise like that, plus it's just fun. So you're seeing your buddies, plus it's a fun game. Well, you'll get back in the routine here. Sounds like you're already starting to do it. And I need to get back inside here. I was just making sure the radio was still hooked up after I was yanking everything out of it to clean the car. So it looks like it's working. See, Monday is the Greer meeting. I plan to be there for the Greer meeting. And I think I'm going to try to go to the SCDXA meeting as well. So, looking forward to those. Okay, I'm going to say 73s to you, let you go. Good luck with all your doctor visits. There'll be more. And I'll talk to you again real soon. Glad to hear from you. N4IQ.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and it is good to talk to you after all this time. But you take care, and glad your radio is working for me, and you behave yourself. 73's N4IQ, KB4CBA.